Welcome to Success Power. Welcome to another edition of this program. We have been discussing the past few weeks on the need for us to do it, to take action. Okay? Good for us to have dreams, but we must know when to wake up and turn those dreams into reality. Truth is, how would you love to drive cars only in your dreams? We need those cars down here, don't we? Let me share with you the story of Peter Thomas, an entrepreneur, a Canadian. He was on holiday in Hawaii. He was there lying on the beach, and he was reading a copy of the Wall Street Journal when he saw an advert, a young company, newly started company in California, was asking for franchisees, people who would help sell their products all over the United States. That got Peter Thomas's attention. And because he had some experience in real estate, he knew, of course, that they didn't have any franchises yet in Canada. He went straight from the beach into his hotel room, packed his things, and took off for California. He flew straight down to California, had a discussion, gave a proposal to this young company. They sealed a deal. A few years down the line, Peter Thomas was there living in a penthouse on a building that he owned on the Arbor and with his yacht down there. He was a multi-millionaire. Thousands of people saw the same advert. They did not see what Peter Thomas saw, and they did absolutely nothing about that advert. But one person became a multi-millionaire because he got exclusive rights to distribution of their product in Canada. So my question today is, what are your own opportunities at this moment? What are the opportunities that are passing you by? Are there opportunities you cannot recognize at the moment? Or more importantly, is there an advert? Is there an opening that you are aware of and you sense like something could happen for you, but you have done nothing about it? Is there an advertisement for admission to a school? Is there an advertisement for a contract job? Is there an advertisement for an event? What is it? Is there a possibility somewhere that you have been thinking about, planning to do something about, but you have done nothing? I love what Peter Thomas did. He took off, stood up immediately from the beach, went straight to his hotel room, packed his bags, and flew out the next flight to Los Angeles and sealed a deal. I am asking that today there is such an opportunity, such an opening, such a plan, such a possibility. There's no guarantee, perfect guarantee, that things will work perfectly well the first time, straight on, the way it did for Peter Thomas. But I think there's a great chance that you may leave your current status or circumstances if you will be willing to make moves like that. This is your day for success, your day for moving on to a new level. So, go for that seminar you've wanted to attend for a long time. Go and visit that person you've been talking of visiting. Pick up that phone. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one phone call. Pick that phone up and make that call. Send that text message. Go to that office the next working day. Go to that office you've been thinking of going. See that person you've been planning to see. Say what you've been planning to say. Rent that shop. Do what you want to do. Write that book. Sing that song. Give that speech. Okay? Start that business you've been talking about starting. This is your own moment. This is your season. And just like we are sharing the story of Peter Thomas, that's exactly how we'll share your story. You don't make any moves. There are no stories for us to share tomorrow. God will give you a new story. Once again, thank you for being part of this broadcast. Don't go away. I'll be back after this break.
In the beginning, God had an idea. He incubated and hatched the idea. and the idea became the universe. And since then, the world has been running on ideas. Discover the power in God-given ideas as you read Ideas Rule the World by Sam Adeyemi. Ideas Rule the World is available at Numa Bookshop, 71 Kudirat Abiola Way, Oregon Ikeja, Lagos, and in all leading bookstores nationwide. It is also available online at www.numapublishing.net. Ideas rule the world. The world is eager to celebrate your ideas.
Success Power.
Welcome back. My message is one straight, do it. Like Nike, the sportswear company, would say, just do it. Take action, make a move, seize the initiative, get moving, accomplish your goals. Kunle and Odun Oyegade are friends that I've known for years. Some years ago, they decided to open a pharmacy shop on Victoria Island, a highbrow area of Lagos. The only obstacle was that they did not have the money with which to rent a shop. I still remember clearly how they even got the offer of paying the rent on a monthly basis, whereas landlords would normally take from you the rent for 1 year or 2 years upfront. They were able to get the offer to pay for a month. Even that money, then 72,000 naira, they could not afford to pay. And then I remember how they went to discuss some more with the landlord and how eventually he offered that they paid the rent at the end of the month. Remember, once again, they were supposed to pay upfront. The landlord agreed they should pay at the end of the month. At the end of the first month, I remember they said they actually couldn't pay the 72,000 naira. They approached the landlord. He said, okay, they should bring whatever they had, and then they would pay the balance the following month. They paid 27,000 naira. And then the second month, it was obvious that the rent was too high for them to afford. And they said exactly that to the landlord, who said, okay, no problem, that they should continue on that 27,000 naira. Now, from 72,000 naira a month down to 27,000 naira a month. And they were able to open their pharmacy shop, which did so well. They were able to open a second one and a third one and a fourth one. All right, their business has been growing. So you ask, what is it that made it possible for them to be able to get a shop that was worth 72,000 naira, had 27,000 naira? It was action. It was the fact that they made a move. People who make moves experience miracles. You just don't know how much favor, how much resources. You don't know who out there is looking for someone to assist or to help until you step out there and try something. What if they had sat down at home praying and waiting until they had 72,000 naira before they would go meet the landlord? There's a principle that guides what we receive in life. Asking. When you ask, you receive. What you ask for is what you get. You never ask, you never make any demands on life, you get absolutely nothing. In fact, someone said, it's not what you want that you get, it's what you negotiate for. So, you got to go out there, see what is available, and ask for what you want. Okay, the person you are afraid of, the person who's offering the products and offering the services, is also looking for who to sell the product to. Sometimes you can get products without putting down a dime. Without putting down a dime, you can get the product, you can go sell. And then there's something called sales on return. But whichever one will work for you, there's a small opportunity somewhere. There's a small opening somewhere, and it's for you. Sometimes those opportunities are labeled. So my encouragement, make a move. Go. Ask. The worst question you would hear is no. And no does not mean die. It simply means try again next time, and there may be a better opportunity for you someday. But you will never find that opportunity if you are not willing to hear no. Go out there. And while you are afraid that the answer may be no, the answer may be yes. Welcome to destiny. See your dreams fulfilled. Another example, Amoco Petroleum in the United States has a reputation for developing the greatest reserves of oil and gas in the United States. No other company does as best as Amoco Petroleum in developing new reserves of oil and gas. The president was asked the reason for their success. And the president said, well, our company has the same land leases, has the same engineers, has the same equipment as the other companies. He said, the only thing is we dig more wells. Now, that doesn't sound like a deep secret, does it? It doesn't. It simply means they make more effort. They do more, that's all. They dig more wells. You dig more wells, you get more oil, you get more gas. So, whenever we reserve energy, whenever we don't try, give it our best shot, we cheat ourselves, because then we don't explore the possibilities that may be there for us. Taking action is the key. If you don't look for it, you won't find it. If you don't go there, you won't get it. Okay? And you do it more often than other people, you are likely to get more success than they get. So there's nothing special about Amoco Petroleum success. It's just that they try more. If you want to triumph, you must try. At least the first three letters in the word triumph spell or sound like try. You try, you triumph. You fight great battles, you win great victories. Okay, you go out there, there's a likelihood you are going to get something. You're going to get something, and sometimes it's a whole lot better than what you thought you would get. There are surprises waiting for you out there. The more you dig, the more oil you strike. The more you dig, the more oil you strike. If you're a salesman, get out there. Talk to people. Sell your product. Products are sold, not bought. Don't think that just because you said you're in business, people will come looking around for you. It doesn't work that way. Sometimes we even want to sit in a shop and wonder why people are not coming. Sorry, they don't come like that. Go after them. Seize the initiative. Be proactive. Don't wait for things to happen to you before you now begin to think of what to do. Act. Live your life as an action, not a reaction to the circumstances around. Grab the moment. Seize the opportunity at hand. Make the best of it. But above all, overcome inertia. You must move from where you are. Get going. The more wells you dig, the more oil you will strike. The more seminars you organize, the better your chances of success. And you know what happens. The more you do it, like they say, practice makes perfect. The more you do it, the more you learn. You learn what works, you learn what doesn't work. It's like the story of Thomas Edison, who carried out experiments 10,000 times before he was able to invent the incandescent light bulb. 10,000 times. And his lab assistant said to him, sir, we have tried and we have failed 5,000 times. Let's leave this thing. And Thomas Edison was said to have told his lab assistant, son, we have not failed 5,000 times. We have only discovered 5,000 ways in which it will not work. We are closer to the answer now than when we started. Now, I tell you, everyone who takes action is always closer to the answer than the person who sits down there waiting for a perfect chance which never comes. He who waits for perfect conditions will never get anything done. Are you waiting for the perfect job, the perfect person to marry, the perfect relationship? You want to solve all the problems, have all the problems solved up front before you step out. You're going to wait forever. This is not a perfect world at all. You have to get out there. If you don't have a perfect condition, you step out there and you make the conditions perfect. Take responsibility for it. So step out there and get going. Do it, even if it's not perfect. Practice makes perfect. When you do it, you learn more. When you do it, you build confidence. which helps you to do it even better than those who have not tried at all. And now, I want to encourage, as you take action, make sure you concentrate. You see, when you drill, when you dig, you can drill a little here, drill a little here, dig a little there, and keep moving around. That's why some people achieve nothing. Just because things are not working out, on the short term, people run away. Stay with it. Stay with that one thing. Once it aligns with your major purpose in life, stay there and concentrate. Give it your best shot. And I'll also advise, go the extra mile. Always be willing to go the extra mile. Once you have discovered how much the average person is willing to give, give a little more. Give 110% commitment to whatever it is you want to do. You know why? There may be other people around giving 100%. If you're going to get ahead of the pack, once you get involved in any project, any assignment, give it your best shot. Anything worthwhile will cost you something. And whatever the demand is, be willing to give it. And then be flexible. Be flexible. While your destination must be fixed, your process should be flexible. If it doesn't work one way, be willing to change your approach. Zig Ziglar says, for us to do things the way we have always done them and to expect a different result is one of the definitions of insanity. Be willing to change the approach and the process. And finally, get a mentor. Have a mentor. Have someone in your life who has done what you want to do, who has what you want to have, who has become what you want to become. You know why? When things are not working perfectly for you, you can look up to someone and get some inspiration. If this person was able to make it, I'm going to make it. And I hope you'll meet someone like that very soon who will inspire you, somebody who has succeeded legitimately, because we have loads of people around who are successful, but their success is in quotes. In the process of making money or succeeding, they lost their character. Don't go after people like that. I want you to go after people who have both character and competence, people who have succeeded legitimately. And there are going to be more of us like that in our country at this time. I'll be back after this break.
Success Power.
In the beginning, God had an idea. He incubated and hatched the idea. And the idea became the universe. And since then, the world has been running on ideas. Discover the power in God-given ideas as you read Ideas Rule the World by Sam Adeyemi. Ideas Rule the World is available at Numa Bookshop, 71 Kudirat Abiola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos, and in all leading bookstores nationwide. It is also available online at www.numapublishing.net. Ideas rule the world. The world is eager to celebrate your ideas.
Success Power.
Welcome back. We have been discussing on the need for us to take action. Just do it. Make that move. Execute your plan. Action orientation is one of the biggest secrets of people who achieve. Remember, there's no point taking action if you don't have a plan. Success is the achievement of goals. Activity does not automatically guarantee productivity. When you have activity without wisdom, without a plan, without a strategy, it ultimately results in frustration to wear you out. It results in a waste of resources and a waste of time. So you're going to have a plan, you're going to have a goal, you're going to have a vision clearly written out, stated out, and then you take action. And every single action counts. And as a nation, we must remember that we cannot sit back and hope that things are going to change for us as a nation. Things are not going to happen for us, and nobody else is going to do for us what we ought to do for ourselves, not even God. God does not do for you what you can do for yourself. He only does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. I remember Jesus Christ met a man who was paralyzed. And you know what he did? He prayed for the man, told him to stand up, and told the man, take your bed and go home. He healed the man. he did not carry the man's bed for him. He stopped only where the man could not help himself. He helped him there. From that point on, the man took the responsibility. So as a nation also, we've been praying for development. It's time for us to take up our bed and go home. If you're a government official, please understand the purpose of government. Government is only a vehicle for the fulfillment of a vision. You must have a vision. Help us to establish that dream, that vision, for whatever area you oversee. And more importantly, help us to create the policies that will make it possible for the average citizen to have a dream and to turn that dream into reality. Let's go on ahead. The future is bright. Your future, my dear viewer, is bright. Your tomorrow will be better